Okay, today's daf is by Metzia Daf Kuf. We are holding on the top of Daf Kuf Amid Aleph at the Mishnah on Kuf Amid Aleph. The Mishnah is going to discuss various disputes that come about when there are sveikos in a sale. That I know that I sold you a cow, but the cow was pregnant. I'm not sure when the baby was born. Was the baby born before the sale, so the baby belongs to me, or was the baby born after the sale and the baby belongs to you? Obviously, the cow was not. We were not present with the cow when the baby was born. Otherwise, we wouldn't have such disputes. But these kinds of issues where you have some sort of dispute about something else involving the sale. The Gemara is going to discuss why it is in the cases of our Mishnah we don't just follow the chazaka, either the chazaka of whose property the animal is in right now, or the cheskas marakama. That's going to lead us into a discussion of the shita of sumchus, because we're going to try to attribute our Mishnah to the shita of sumchus, that moment of mutzal b'safek cholkin, and we're going to have a machlokas how far sumchus goes with that. The sumchus hold moment of mutzal b'safek cholkin, even when there's a taina of bari, where each person has a tainas bari, or is that only when each person only has a tainas shema? Then the Gemara is going to discuss how it could be that in our Mishnah, when there's this kind of dispute over an eved or something of that nature, that you're going to be chayav v'shvua. In one of the cases in the Mishnah, you're chayav v'shvua. There seem to be three good reasons not to be chayav v'shvua in our Mishnah. First of all, that you ain't nishbay in alavadim or karkaos. So there's going to be some argument over eved or karka in our Mishnah. Second of all, it's not hoda'a miminatayin. If I said that I bought a big evid and you said you sold me a small evid, you're not being moda to some of what I claimed. You're being moda to something else entirely. And third, that when it's a case of heilach, when the person says, here it is, it's not even mechusar gavayna, just take it, then we wouldn't say hoda'a. Mitzvah Gemara is going to discuss why it is that you'd be chayav v'shvua despite all three of those factors that seem to be relevant in our Mishnah. Then in Amud Beis, we're going to spend a lot of time trying to figure out the Shita of Rabbi Meir, specifically as it relates to the relationship between an Eved and Karka. First of all, does Rabbi Meir hold that an Eved is like Metaltulin? Does Rabbi Meir hold an Eved is like Karka? And second of all, what does he hold about taking a Shavua on Karkaos? Does Rabbi Meir maybe hold that one is allowed to take a Shavua on Karkaos? And then toward the end of the daf, we're going to discuss, the Mishnah is going to talk about a case where one guy owns an olive tree and the other person owns the land that the olive tree is in. Who owns the olives that grow on the tree? Meaning, I own land that has olive trees, and I sold you the wood of the olive trees while the olive trees are still attached to the ground. So you own the wood, I own the land. Who owns the olives that grow on the tree? That's going to be at the Mishnah in the end of the daf. So let's begin at the Mishnah and daf, Kuf Amud Aleph at the top, Hamachlif Para B'Chamar V'Yolda. If we exchange a para with a chamar, and then it gives birth, the para gives birth, not and then, and the para has given birth, and then it's discovered that the para has given birth, but we have no idea when the para gave birth. Did it give birth before the chalipin, or did it give birth after the chalipin? V'cheina mocher shivchaso v'yolda. Similarly, if someone sells his shivcha and she turns out she has given birth, ze omer ad shalom acharti. So the seller says, yes, it gave birth before the sale, and therefore the offspring belongs to me. V'ze omer mishalakachti. And the buyer says, no, it gave birth after the sale, and therefore the offspring belongs to me. So halacha is yachloku. You divide it, they split the value of the baby para, they split the value, I guess you call it the egel, they split the value of the baby eved. Now the Rishonim explain, why does it say by the para kinyan chalipin and not just the mechira, right, by the shivcha, it's hamocher shivchaso. So why by the, why isn't it just hamocher para? So the Rishonim explain, because by a para is not nikna b'maos, you can't be kona. The only way to be kona a para, if you're being kona directly, is b'meshicha. So if you actually did a kinyan meshicha, then there wouldn't be any suffix if the animal gave birth beforehand or afterwards. As opposed to by chalipin, it could be that there's a suffix, masayolda, because we're doing a chalipin. All we're doing is exchanging whatever, a handkerchief or a chamar or whatever it might be. In this case, it's a chamar, but we have no idea what's going on with the para. So the bala para is being moshe the chamar, and through that is being makne the para to the other party. But by the shivcha, the kinyan is with money. When the lokeach gives money, so that's it. The shivcha Simcha is nikleis right away. So you don't know at the Shas HaKinyan whether the woman gave birth or not. So you could say a normal Hamocher. You don't have to make it about a Chalip. And Tosim Masechus Baba Kama and Daf Sadivav and Beis just asks on this. The din that's quoted in the Braisa, the name of Rav Meir over there, is that Avadim are Lohuk Shulik Karkos with regard to Shavua. So, and because they're not, Avadim are not like Karka with regard to Shavua, Legabe Kinyan, they're also not like Karka, and therefore Avadim are not Nikne B'Kesef. So Tosa says, if you assume like that, that Avadim are not like Karkos, Legabe Shavua, and they're therefore not like Karkos, Legabe Kinyan, so there's no Kinyan, then Avadim have a Din of Metaltalin, you're not Kona Metaltalin B'Kesef. You're only Kona Karka B'Kesef. So Tosa says a different explanation. The reason the Tana says Chalipin by Para and Mechira by Shivcha is because that's just the Derech HaKinyan. It's the Derech to be Machlif a Para B'Chamar and to sell a Shivcha B'Ma'os, to use money, that and not to use Chalipin. But not that the Kinyan is the money, but that it's the Derech to sell the animal for money. The Kinyan will be whatever the Kinyan is. It's just the Derech is that the exchange is an exchange for money. The question is, according to Tosfos, so what's he envisioning as the Kinyan? Meaning, if the Kinyan is a Mashicha on the Shivcha, so then l'chora there shouldn't be any suffix. So the Mishnah Kiddushin says that Avadim are Nikna B'Kesef Shtar Chazaka. So the Gemara over there says that all of that is derived from the fact that it's Hukash L'Karkaus. So if Tosfos is going to assume like Rav Meir that he's Cholik on the Hekish L'Gabi the Kinyan, so l'chora it doesn't work with Shtar Chazaka either. Meaning, if it doesn't work with Ma'us because Yehold Rav Meir says that Avadim is like Metaltal, not like Karka, then it's not going to work with the Shtar and Chazaki either. So what did the Kinyan happen with in the Shivcha, according to Tosos? So that's the Kasha that the Achronim work on, to try to figure out what that Kinyan is, according to Tosos. Another Ha'ar over here, this Chalipin that we're talking about, so in general there are two types of Chalipin, and it's highlighted by the comment of Tosra Ben Peretz. Tosra Ben Peretz asks, how could it be that the para is nicknames to the owner of the chamar by the balapara being moshech the chamar? Levi's shita, we learned in Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, is a kin chalipin has to be done by kelev shel makne. The one who's being makne, it's his kelim. So the mashichas chamar is a kinyan in the kelev shel kona. The bala chamar is when it's being kona, the para. So it's his chamar, which is kelev shel kona, that's affecting it. I thought, according to Levi, you need kelev shel makne. So says the Rabbeinu Peretz, that over here we're talking about that the chamar and the parah belong to the same guy, and you're giving the chamar, which is Caleb Shalmakna, so that the kona could do a mishich on it, and through that he will also be kona the parah. So the lash of machlif parah b'chamar doesn't mean an exchange, because it rather means a machlif parah b'hana'as kabbalas ha-chamar, the hana'a that you're mekabel the chamar from me, with that hana'a I'm being makna you the para as well. Or he says, no, maybe we're really talking about the chamar belongs to the kona, and it's not a kasha on Levi, because the Gemara is going to say the machlokas tanaim is bekelev shel makna, bekelev shel kona, bekelev shel makna, and this mishnah may just be going like the shita bekelev shel kona. So therefore, it's not an issue. Or says Rabbeinu Peretz, and this highlights this point. He says that over here we're talking about chalipe shava b'shava. That there's no machlokas when you're trading value for value. It's a barter. There's no machlokas what you're kona with, whose kalim you're kona with. Everyone holds that it's it could be just a chalipin of shava b'shava, that when one of them is moshech one, the other one is kona the other thing. So what this highlights is that essentially there are two types of chalipin. There's chalipin where it's shava b'shava, where I'm exchanging value for value, and then there's symbolic chalipin. When we do a chalipin by mechiras chametz or by Chassan's Tish or whatever, and the Chassan's Mechayiv himself in the Ksuba, the Avia Chassan, Avia Kala Mechayiv himself to bring the Chassan and Kala to the wedding by the Tanayim. So whatever, that's a symbolic Kinyan. No one's being Kona the handkerchief or the pen or whatever it is. It's a symbolic act of Kinyan. So there are two different types of Chalip, and there's the symbolic act of Kinyan, then there's a Shava B'Shava, where there's an actual barter, an actual exchange of value between the two parties. Says Mishnah further, Ha'ilo Beis Avadim Echad Gadol Ve'Echad Kat. Let's say you have two avadim. One of them is big, one of them is small. L'chein beis sados achas gedola v'achas katana. Or you have two fields. One of them is large, one of them is small. Halokeach omer Gadol lakachti. The buyer says, yeah, I bought the bigger one. Va'alomer in yodea. The seller says, I don't know which one I bought. Zacha begadol. So the buyer gets the bigger one. The Rishonim ask, wait, this is assuming that apparently bari v'shema, bari adif. What do you do according to Rav Nachman that bari v'shema lav bari adif, where he can't be motzi miyala muchzak, a tiny's bari is not strong enough to be motzi miyala muchzak? So that's the kasha that several Rishonim ask. The Ravid is quoted in the Chidush Rami Chassam the Ritva, Tosh Rabbeinu Peretz, Ramban, the Ritva, all the Rishonim ask this kasha. So several Rishonim explain the same way we answered it in the Gemara previously on Daf Tzadi Vav Tzadi Zayin, wherever we had it, that the Gemara said that the Mishnah was talking about where there's Esek Shvua Beinehem, that we're talking about that there's already the Mocher is already in the Schay of a Shvua because of Mod of Mixas, so, and he's unable to take the Shvua because he's Einu Yodea Mitoch She'enu Yachli Shava Mishalim, meaning Einu Chinami, normally Tainas Bari is not enough to be Motzi Miyad Muchzak, but if the person who has the Tainas Shema is already Chay of a Shvua and he's not going to be able to take the Shvua because he only has a Tainas Shema, so he's not able to take the Shvua, then we say Mitoch She'enu Yachli Shava Mishalim. That's why Zacha Begadol. Further in the Mishnah, Hamocher Omer Katan Macharti. The Mocher says, I know for sure I sold you the smaller one. Valomer Eni Yodea. The buyer says, I'm not sure. Maybe you sold me the smaller one. Maybe I bought the bigger one. Ein Lo Ela Katan. Then he's only entitled to the smaller one. Ze Omer Gadol v'Ze Omer Katan. Let's say they're both sure, but this one's sure that it was the Gadol, this one's sure that it was the Katan. Yishava HaMocher Shakatan Machar. The Mocher is going to have to swear that he in fact sold the smaller one. Ze Omer Eini Yodea v'Ze Omer Eini Yodea. If neither of them know, they're both a Tainas Shema, Yachloku. Then they split it. So ask the Gemara, Amay Yachloku V'lechzei B'Rishos Teman Kaima V'Levi Idach HaMotzi Mechaver Elav Haraya. Why would we ever say Yachloku over here? Why don't we just look at whose Rishus it's in currently, and the other guy is going to be a Motzi Mechavero. We should say a Motzi Mechavero Alav Haraya. Meaning if the Vlad is in the Rishus of the Mocher, he's the Mochzuk, the Lokech wants to be Motzi from him, let him bring the Raya. The Vlad is in the Rishus of the Lokech, he's the Mochzuk, let the Mocher bring the Raya. So the Rishonim raised the question that, what does that mean, a Mochzuk? When it comes to, we're talking about a Vlad, we're talking about an animal. The Gemara Mesech Babasa Daf Lam Nevav Amral gives us a rule. Hagodros Ein lahem chazaka. Godos are balei chayim, living things that go on their own. They walk, they move. There is no chazaka. You can't tell who the owner is by whose property it's in because it could have just wandered into that property. So that's not considered a muchzak. They walk around on their own. So we are also talking about balei chayim. What do you mean? Look at the chazaka. Look at whose property it's in. So Tosus raises this question, and Tosus suggests that over here we're talking about that there's drora de mamona, that Bezin has room for a suffix, who the Vlad belongs to, even without anyone's tainus. And the Lokeach has a tainus bari that the Vlad is his because it was born after the Kinyan. So even by Godros, we wouldn't take away such a chazaka. But if he would only have a tainus shema that the Vlad is his, then the tfisa of the Lokeach would not help me suffix to be machzik in the Vlad. But if the Vlad is in the Rishus and the Mocher, we don't take it away from him even with the tainus shema because he's muchzik before the Mechira, since the part was pregnant, certainly in his possession, last thing we know. So that's how Tosfos suggests. Other Rishonim suggest that it's only when we don't know at all that there was a Mekach, that's when we say Godros Eilem Chazaka. The Bailim says that there was never any deal. I never sold you anything. There was never. But over here, we know there was a Mekach. And we know what the Mekach was on the Paro. It was on the Shivcha. We just don't know if the Vlad was included in that Mekach or not. So by such a thing, we would say Chazaka, even for Godros as well. So that's the issue that the Rishonim deal with, why we would even suggest a chazaka over here. This is, after all, Godros. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, Amar Shmuel, Ba'omedes ba'agam, Shevchadami dekaima besimta. Why is there no chazaka over here? You have to say that it was in a place where it wasn't in anyone's rishus. It was in agam, a simta, some no man's land, where it's not in anybody's rishus, so we're not going to say, Hamotzi mechavero la faraya. So the Gemara presses further, but there's another chazaka to look at over here. V'nukma acheskas demarakama, v'lavi idach hamotzi mechavero la faraya. Why don't we look at who the cheskas marakama is? Whoever had it, whoever was the initial owner, and let whoever wants to be motzi it from him be motzi mechavero la faraya. Answers the Gemara, Hamani Sumchasi, Damar Mamun Amutu B'Safek Cholkin, below Shavua. We're assuming like the Sheet of Sumchas that Mamun Amutu B'Safek is Cholkin, and we don't look at the Cheskas Marakama. Now, the exact nature of the Cheskas Marakama is a Machlokas, at least a Machlokas Achronim. The Stipler thinks it might be Machlokas Rishonim as well. But what does this mean, a Cheskas Marakama? Is that like a Chazaka Meyakara that you have in Kala Tarakula, that anytime you have a Safek, you're Mamid something Al Cheskaso, that it didn't change, that it is the way it was? You find a mikveh that's chaser. So we discuss. So right now it is chazaka da hashta that it's chaser, but a chazaka meikara, cheskas marakam is just another way of saying chazaka meikara. And just like it works in Isra v'heter, that a chazaka meikara that we know it used to be good, we know it used to be kosher, a cheskas besula, something like that. Every girl is born as a besula, so there's a cheskas besula. So just like such a chazaka could be machriya in Isra v'heter, so too by mammon, if there's a Suffolk, who the money belongs to, let's say who the original Bailum was. Or maybe no, maybe there's a chazaka that's unique to Mammon. It's not just another version of chazaka de Meikara that applies to Isser v'Heter. Maybe this is a chazaka that's betaras cheskas Mammon, meaning that right now it's not in anyone's property, it's not in anyone's possession. Maybe cheskas marakama makes it ki'ilu, it is in someone's property. Meaning we just got through saying why there's no hamotzi mechavero alav haraya, because no one has possession of it currently, it's in a simta, in an agam, yeah, but maybe cheskas marakama makes it that we view the marakama as the one who's muchzak, as the one whose property it's in. So the Kuntres HaSfekos in Klal Aleph discusses this chakira about cheskas marakama, that he says, if you can say it's like chazak de meyakara, so then why does Sumchus hold mamun amutl b'savi cholkim when we don't follow the cheskas marakama? Clearly Sumchus wouldn't argue on the entire din of chazak de meyakara by all the Isra v'Heter cases that we have. So why by Mammon would he not apply it? So he says, according to Sumchus, all Mammon HaMutl B'Safek is considered to be Shnei HaMuchzakim, that's the definition of Mammon HaMutl B'Safek, that they're both considered to be Muchzak, and neither one, each one is considered to be Muchzak B'Mechtza. So that's why he would hold that this is an exception. But that's the tumult in the Achronim over here, to try to figure out the nature of Cheskas Marakama. But bottom line is, what we just said is that our Mishnah follows the Shita of Sumchus, that Mammon HaMutl B'Safek Cholkin, and therefore we don't follow either Chazaka. The Rishonim discuss from Lashon Gemara, it's Hamani Sumchusi, it's not Ella Hamani Sumchus. Big difference when you don't have the Ella, or if you do have the Ella. The number the Rishonim point out, Tosfos of here points it out, that when you say Hamani Sumchus, it sounds like the Gemara is not changing the first answer that it gave. I mean, the Gemara asked a series of two questions. First question, why don't we just follow whoever's Muchzak in it right now? So we made a new Kimta. No one is Muchzak in it right now. It's in a Simta, it's in an Agam. Then we asked, what about Cheskas Marakama? That's because we follow Sumchus. Are we still assuming that it's in a Simta, that it's in that it's in an Agam? We're still assuming that it has to be in no man's land. So if you're Goreis Ella Hamani Sumchus, then you're changing that assumption as well. If you just keep it as Hamani Sumchus, but not with the Ella, then you're, even Sumchus would say that it's standing in an Agam or a Simta, because if it was actually in someone's Rishus, Sumchus would in fact follow that Chazaka. Sumchus only says when one of them has a Cheskas Marakama, but not when one of them has a Chazaka actually right now. This may play into that Chakira that we were discussing before, that if you say that a Cheskas Marakama is a Chazaka of right now, so why would you distinguish between having the Chazaka right now and a Cheskas Marakama? Tosfos also asks, in this Shita that Sumchus, that according to Sumchus, if one of them is Muchzak, then he'd be Zoch in the Vlad. That's why it has to be in the Simta, it has to be in the Agam. The Mishnah in Mesechs Baba Kama Daf Lamed Hey says, Shar was Shar Shai Rode Vachar Shar Acher Vuhuzak, Ze Omer Sharchizik Vizermer Loki Ela Besela Loka. You saw one animal chasing another animal. Next thing you know, the animal that was being chased is hurt. So the victim's owner says, yeah, your animal hurt my animal. The other one said, the the animal, the other owner says, no, it must have tripped on a rock or something. Hamotzi mechaver olav haraya. And the Gemara over there says that that's not like sumchus who holds mamon mutl b'savi cholkim, because over there they both have a tainus bari, and the mazik is the muchsak. So why would you say lachloku yachloku? I thought if there's a muchsak and a tainus bari, sumchus is moda than hamotzi mechaver olav haraya. So that's the kasha that Tosos asks. Now a lot of Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ran quotes in the name of the Rashba, a lot of Rishonim are Gores Ella Hamani. If that's the case, then you're not going to have that Kasha, because then you're going to say that it doesn't need to be Ba'agam or Basimta, that we just ignore any Chazaka of right now. That the fact that someone is Muxing in it right now is totally irrelevant. Okay, says the Gemara, now that we want to say that our mission is going like Sumchus, yeah, but what are the parameters? Emudam or Sumchus B'Shema V'Shema. We know that Sumchus holds Mamun Umutu B'Savi Chol, when each person only has a tiny shema, the bari bari miyamar. Does sumchus hold mamun mutzav b'savi cholkin when each person has a tiny bari? Amra Rav Huna in Amar sumchus afilu bari bari. Yeah, sumchus holds mamun mutzav b'savi cholkin even when it's bari bari. Rava amar liolam ki amar sumchus shema b'shema. Al bari bari lo amar. That really sumchus does not hold mamun mutzav b'savi cholkin by bari bari. V'tani ze omar shema ashlo mecharti v'zomar shema mish. And therefore, we have to change the wording of our Mishnah to conform to what Sumchus in fact holds. That the case is that not that each one says it happened before I bought it, it happened after I bought it, happened before I sold it. No, each one says maybe. Neither of them are certain. So now the Gemara says, let's see if we can prove that. Tanan. Said in our Mishnah, Ze Omer Eini Yodea, V'Ze Omer Eini Yodea, Yachloku, that if both of them have a Tainus Shema, neither of them know, so we split it. So Bish Lamala Rava, according to Rava's approach, that Sumchus only holds Yachloku by Shema U'Shema, so mid the Seifa of Shema U'Shema Reishanami, Shema V'Shema. So it makes sense that in the Seifa we say explicitly that it's Yachloku only because it's Shema V'Shema, so in the Reisha as well, we must assume Yachloku also in the case of Machlef Parah B'Chamar, Yachloku because it's a Shema V'Shema. So that's exactly what Rava said. Elo l'Rav Barav Huna damar in Amar Sumchus afilu bari ubari. But according to Rav Barav Huna, that Sumchus holds his Shita of Yachloku even when both people have a Tainus Bari, Hashtag Bari Bari Amar Yachloku Shema V'Shema Mibayi. If in the Reisha it's a Tainus Bari against a Tainus Bari and we're going to say Yachloku, why do I need the Sefer to tell me Ze Omer Eini Yodea V'Ze Omer Eini Yodea Yachloku? Obviously Ze Omer Eini Yodea V'Ze Omer Eini Yodea Yachloku, even when they both know it's going to be Yachloku, of course when it's a Shema V'Shema Yachloku. So says Gemara, that's not a Raya. Yimishim Ha Lo Iria. If that's the best Raya, we're not so impressed by that. Because Satana Seifa Legluye Resha. Sometimes the Seifa has to be more explicit so that it will reveal to us what the case of the more vaguely worded Resha is. Shalot Toma Resha Shema V'Shema. One might have thought that in the case of the Resha, we only say Yachloku because it was a Shema V'Shema. Avul Bari Bari Lo, but had it been a Bari Ubari, then we would not have said Yachloku. So that's why Tana Seifa Shema V'Shema, the Seifa explicitly states Shema V'Shema Mechal de Resha Bari Ubari, to be Megala that the Resha must not have been talking about the exact same case as the Seifa. The Resha must have been talking about a case of Bari Ubari, and Vafilu Ach Yachloku, and still Simcha says Yachloku. Tanan, so says Gemara, we'll try to bring another Raya. Ze Omer, also from our Mishnah. Ze Omer Gadol, Ze Omer Katan. One guy says that it was the buyer says, I bought the larger one. The seller says, no, I sold you the smaller one. Yishava Mocher Shekatan Machar. Then the Mocher has to swear that he sold the smaller one. So Bishlam Alarava. Da Amar Ki Amar Sumchus Shema V'Shema Bari Bari Lo Amar. If you say that Sumchus holds Yachloku only when each guy has a Tainas Shema. But when each guy has a Tainas Bari, Sumchus does not hold Yachloku. So Mishem Hachi Yishava. Then it makes a lot of sense that in this case where it's Bari Ubari, there's going to be a swear. We're not just going to be Yachloku because it's Bari Ubari and Sumchus doesn't hold Yachloku Bari Bari. Ela l'Rabba Rav Huna damar in Amar Sumchus afilu bari bari. But if you hold that Sumchus holds Yachloku, even in the case of Bari Ubari, then why in the Reisha do we say that, or the Metziasa rather, do we say Yishava Mocher? Let it say Yachloku, because that would be classic Sumchus. Says Mar Moda Sumchus Hekadika Shvu Daraisa, because we know the name of the Kaman. Case must be that there's already a Shvu Daraisa in play. I mean, Eina Chinami, if there was no Chiyu Shvu Daraisa, then Enochinami, Sumchus would still say Yachloku. The only reason he says Yishava in that case is because there is a Shvu Daraisa. So note, what we had is, we had a Machlokas where the Sumchus holds Yachloku even when both people have a Tainus Bari. We brought two Rayas from our Mishnah, from two different cases in our Mishnah. One Raya was from the very last line of our Mishnah, Zemarin Yodev Zemarin Yodei Yachloku, and the other Raya was from somewhere in the middle of the Mishnah. It's a little bit strange, though, the Achronim point out, that the first Raya was from the last line of the Mishnah, then the next Raya was from earlier on in the Mishnah. Why would we bring the Rayas out of order? So in the Sefer Torah Chaim, he says that you can learn about how Shas works a little bit from the order of these Kashas. That very often the way the sugya will be set up is that we try to save the strongest kashas and the strongest rayas for last. We start with something small. We start with a raya that's not so strong. What was the raya? The first raya? Zelmerin yodev zelmerin yodei achloku. So what are we trying to prove from that? That sumchus must hold that by bari ubari it's not yachloku. That doesn't say that exactly. It says, we're bringing a raya from a case that says yes Yachloku in a Taina Shema. So it's all from a diuk. Oh, because they're both have a Taina Shema, that's why Yachloku, but had it been Bari, then it wouldn't be Yachloku. Not such a strong Raya. That's a Raya from a diuk. It wasn't even a case of Bari Ubari. It was a case of Shema Shema. We're trying to prove Bari Ubari. Then we bring the stronger Raya afterwards. The stronger Raya was where Zeomer Katan, Zeomer Gadol, that they're both saying a Taina's Bari. I say that I sold you the smaller one. I say, no, I bought the bigger one. And we're not saying Yachloku. So why are we saying Yishava instead of Yachloku? That's a much stronger Raya, because that's actually the case that we're trying to bring a Raya about, where it's a Bari Ubari. So that's often the way the Gemara will be Masada things. A lot of times, people try to bring Rayas from the order of things. You have to just know how it works. The order is not necessarily, I just saw a tshuva from Rav Asher Weiss about someone was being Medayik from where the Rambam placed a certain halacha, that I associated this halacha in Parakei of Hilchos Tefillah, not in Parak Daled. Rav Asher Weiss said, let's go through the rules. He said, we have to go through the rules of why the Rambam puts things over here, puts things over there. The same with the Gemara. You have to know what the rules are before you can ask any kashas about such diyukim. Okay, ha'ilo beis avadim, echad gadol ve'echad katan. Let's say a person had two avadim, the Mishnah said, one was a gadol, one was a katan. It doesn't necessarily mean, over bar mitzvah, under bar mitzvah. You know, we're talking about gadol katan, meaning one's a big, strong eved is going to be able to help you a lot more, and one is a smaller eved, less valuable than the big eved, similar to the fields, a larger field, a smaller field. So, amai yishava, why would you ever take a shvua in this case? After all, there are three problems with such a shvua. First of all, mashatanu lahodala mashadala lotanu. This is not moda b'miksas. I say I sold you a small eved, you say you bought a big eved. It's not the same eved, obviously. So it's not like I say I sold you 100 bushels of wheat, you say you bought 200. No, that would be that I'm moda to part of what the claim was. But that's not at all what's going on over here. Va'od helachu, and furthermore, it's a case of helach. Helach means that I'm ready to give it to you right now. That you don't have to be motzi from me. It's right here. So here also, he's absolutely ready to give him. The delivery of the smaller eved is ready to be taken at any moment. So that's not a motive mitzvah. Va'od einishban al avadim, and also there's no shvua on avadim. So three fundamental problems with saying that there's a shvua in this case. So two approaches. Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav, betano demei. Demei ever gadol, demei ever katan, demei sada gadol, demei sada katana. The taina is not about an eved, a large eved, a large field, a small field. The taina is about the money for a large field, small field, large eved, small eved. Rashi says, meaning I gave you money to buy me an eved gadol. You're saying, what money? You only gave me half that money to buy an Eved Katan. So there's no actual Eved in the picture. We're talking about the it's a purely an argument about money. So it's clearly Modemi Min Hataina, right? It's all about money. So it's not. You don't have a problem of Einishma and Alavadim. The Shmua is not about Avadim. Tosfos just points out that if that was the debate, then it wouldn't be a lokeach and mocher having a debate. It's a shaleach and a shaliach, a mishaleach and a shaliach having a debate, because I sent you to buy me something. The mocher had nothing to do with the whole debate. So Tosfos says, no, the case is that he sold him an eved and he gave him money, and they didn't write a shtar, and they're talking about in a place where they do write a shtar, so that they're arguing about the value of the money that he had actually given him, and they didn't write down any money value in the shtar. Okay, but whatever it is, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, it's not talking about that they're arguing about money. They're arguing about the clothing of an Eved Gadol, the clothing of an Eved Katan. Omre Sadeh Gadol, Omre Sadeh Ketana, the bushels of wheat in a large field or in a small field. So it's not anything that's Mechubel HaKarkas, so you're not being Nishva ala Karkos. The Ritva writes, Shmuel didn't want to say like Rav that it's about money, because the Lashon of the Mishnah is Eved Gadol, Eved Katan, so it doesn't sound like it's talking about money. He'd rather say that it's talking about the clothing, because the clothing is at least on the Eved, it's at least batal to the Eved. So it says more Ksus, Mashatana Lahodala Mashodala Lotano. How does Ksus solve the problem? It's not me, Minataina. I'm asking for the large shirt. You're acknowledging that you owe me the small shirt. Those are two different shirts. It's not like money where you're agreeing to part of it. So Kadamra Papa Bidiyalfi, Hachanami Bidiyalfi. No, we're talking about how much material off of this roll of material that I have. That's what we mean by large clothing, small clothing. So we're going to roll out a yard of material, 2 yards of material. So it is mimin hataina. Kashle raboshia midi ksus katani, eved katani. But wait, it doesn't say ksus. It says eved. Ella am ravoshia kigon shetanu eved biksuso v'sada bi'omreha. The case was, the taina was for the eved with his clothing, the large eved with the large clothing. V'akati ksus mashetanu lahodlo mashodlo lotanu. But still, it's not odami min hataina, because the large clothing is not the same as the small clothing. Am Rav Papa b'dialfi. So that's what Rav Papa said. No, we're talking about the how much material you owe along with the eved. So wait, because they happen to be modeh b'miksos already on the clothing, so that's why you're going to have to take a shvua on the eved as well, even though normally you wouldn't take a shvua on an eved. So what you're telling me, that's the chiddush? The chiddush of our Mishnah is that there's such a thing called zokikin, that once a person is taking a shvua on something that you do take a shvua on, we are megalgel a shvua on something else. Tanina, we already know that. Zokin, Chasm Shein Lamachrisis, and Chasm Shein Lamachrisis, Lishav Aldehen. We already know the concept of Zokin, that once you're taking a Shmua Metaltlin, you can take a Shmua on Karka. Elo Amrav Sheshes Hamani Rameiri, Damar Avduk Metaltlin Dami. So it must be that we're assuming, like Rameir, that an Evid is like Metaltlin, and therefore you take a Shvua on the Evid itself. Says Gemara, how does that solve the problem? Vakati mashatanu lahodalo mashahodalo lotano. Okay, even if you're going to say that an eved is like metaltalin, and therefore it wouldn't be a violation of being nishba ala karkos, but still he's not being moda mi minataina. He's being moda smaller eved. So savla karm gamliel detan tano chitim vahodasaorim pater. The Tanakame in Achinami holds that if the hoda is not mi minataina, that if you're moda something that I didn't ask for, so then it's pater. It's not going to be chayiv shvua. But we're assuming like Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel mechayiv. Rav Gamliel says, even if I'm asking for wheat and you're admitting a smaller amount of barley, still you can be chayiv shvua. Frak the Gemara Akati Helechu, it still hasn't solved all the problems. Meaning you've solved the problem that Einishba and El Karkos by saying that the Eved is Metaltalin. You've solved the problem by saying Mashatanu Lahodla Mashadla Lotanu by saying that, no, we don't hold to that. We hold that you can take a Shvua anyway. What about the fact that it's Helech, that he's ready to take delivery, right, give delivery of it right now? Amarava avda de kataliyade visada shechav babar shichnu ma'aros. It's not something that you could deliver right now because the thing has since been ruined. The eved, you cut off his hand. The field, you went and dug baros shichnu ma'aros, and you can't just give the field back. It's not ready for delivery right now. There's going to need to be compensation for what it was worth before you went and destroyed it. So that's how we get around the halach problem. So once we mention though this idea that we're assuming like Rav Meir that an eved has a din of metaltolin, so frankly, Gemara, is that true? For Rav Meir ilcha shaminin, didn't we learn the exact opposite from Rav Meir? Ditnan. Gozel behema v'iskina. Let's say you stole a behema and then it got old. Avadim v'iskinu. You stole an eved and then it got old. Mishalim kshas hagzela. You pay what it was worth at the time that you stole it. Rameir omer, ba'avadim omer lo hareisha l'chal lefanecha. When it's an eved that got old, you can just say, here's your eved back, even though he's not worth what he was worth at that time. So you see that Rameir distinguishes between an eved between an eved and a behema, right? That by an eved he's saying that it's going to be like karka, that it's not like metaltolin. So how can you tell me Rav Meir holds that an eved is like metaltolin? Look, Rav Meir does not treat it like metaltolin. That's the kind of thing you say on karka, says Maholo Kasha. Switch around the shitos. You're right. Rav Meir holds an eved is like metaltolin, and therefore Rav Meir would say that that both by the eved that got old and by the behemoth that got old, you have to reimburse him for what the animal was worth at the or what the eved was worth at the time that you stole him. Elam imay desav Rav Meir makshinan karka le'eved ma eved nishvain af karka nishvain. But still, what do you do with the hekesh between karka and eved? Now that you say that an eved really is fundamentally metaltolin, so that's why you could take a shavua on metaltolin. So how do you know that a mayor therefore makes the following equation, that since there's a hekesh between eved and karka, so just like you could take a shavua on eved, a mayor would say you could take a shavua on karka as well, and that explains our mishnah that goes like a mayor and you're taking a shavua, but maybe it works the other way. Dilma eved who din shvoin avala karka lo. Maybe you take a shvua on an eved, but not on karka. Maybe you can't. We don't apply that hekesh at all, and you can't take a shvua on karka. Says Mar lo salkadaituch. The Tanya can't say that way because the Brisa says hamachlof par b'chamar v'yolda v'chein amocher shufchaso v'yolda ze omer b'rishusi v'ze shosek. One guy says it was in my rishus that it gave birth, and the other one doesn't say anything. He's quiet. Zacha. The one who says Tainas Bari is Zacha. Zeomer in Yodea, Vizomer in Yodea, Yachloku. If neither of them know, they both have a Tainas Shema, you split it. Zeomer Brishusi, Vizomer Brishusi. If they both say Tainas Bari, Yishava Mocher Shabrishusa Yolda. The Mocher swears that it was in his Rishus that it gave birth. Lefisha Kolon Shman Shabbatar Nishman Velo Mishalman, Divra Meir. Because anytime someone takes a Shavuah in the Torah, it's always a Shavuah to get out of paying. So that's why the Mocher takes a Shavuah. And the Chum say, no, you can't take a shvua on avadim or karka. Lav mechad Rameir sovr nishba'in. Doesn't that imply that Rameir holds that you are kain nishba'in on avadim and karkaos? So doesn't that prove that Rameir holds that there is a shvua? Mimai. Dilma kashem ka'amrle ki hechid odislan b'karkos odilanami b'avadim. No, that doesn't mean Rameir holds that you're nishba'la karkos. It could be what the Chum were telling him is, just like you agree that there's no shvua on karka, you should also agree that there's no shvua on karkaos. Now, Gemara is going to say, and we'll bring a raya that ain nishba on al karkaos according to Rameir. Teda, ditnan, Rameir omer yesh dvarim shehein kekarka. There are things that are attached to the ground, but ve'einur kekarka don't have the din of karka. Ve'ein cham modem and cham don't agree to his assessment. Ketzad, for example, yud gefanim tunos mesatilach. I claim that I gave you 10 vines that were laden with grapes ready to be plucked. And the guy says, no, you only gave me 5. Rameir mechayv. Rameir says, shvuas modem mixas. You're chayv v'shvuah. V'cham mam kal mochub el karka reyu kekarka. And Chum say, no, that's karka. Ein nishban el karkos. There's no shvuas modem mixas. So v'am rav yosef rav chanina anav ma'om dos libatzer yigabinayu. What they're arguing about are grapes that are ready to be harvested. Demar sover kibitzuros damyon. Rameir Mayor must hold that it says if they've already been harvested, therefore it's metaltalin that they're arguing about. So it's mamish amoda b'miktas ha-metaltalin, so you chayev v'shvua. Umar savalavka b'tzuras tabin, and the Chum disagree, and they say, no, this is karka. So they're that's what they're arguing about. But what do you see from there? That it's only because they're kibitzuras tabin that you would take a shvua. But if it were mamish karka, if it were grapes that were not ready to be harvested, even Rav Meir would admit that there's no shvua, because ein nishba in al karkaos. Elo liolam kedrab Hoshea. So we have to go back to Rav Hoshea's understanding. To Rav Hoshea's understanding of the Mishnah, that the case was, it was Eved B'Ksuso Sada B'Umreha. Why are you taking a Shvur in our Mishnah? Because I wasn't just asking for the Eved. I was asking for the Eved with his clothing. So anyway, there's a Shvur on the clothing, so then you're Megalgel a Shvur on the Eved as well. But we ask the question, so that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that once I'm taking a shavua on the clothing, I take a shavua on the eved as well. So salkadai dechamina ksus eved ke eved dami omri sad dekasad dami kamash milan. So it's needed because I would have thought that a ksus eved has the status of the eved. It's almost like batel to the eved, and therefore it doesn't have a status of metaltan where you're going to take a shavua from other mixes on it. And similarly, the sheaves in a field, the bundles in the field, also are like the field itself. So kamash milan, no, it's not that it's metaltalin. There is a real shvua d'oraisa there, and therefore we're still megalgalin on the eved itself and on the field itself, based off of that actual shvua d'oraisa. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow.